agreeing to participate in my psychology experiment, Daddy. You're the last subject I need to finally have all the evidence I need to prove my theory. The rules for the test are simple. Just stay seated in your chair, make sure you're comfortable, and stay sitting for the rest of the test. And keep your eyes on me at all times. What does the test involve? Well, gosh, it's kind of hard to explain, but I can tell you that it's already begun. The moment we sat down across from each other, I began recording this session to make sure every detail of your response is captured. Go ahead and look up. Wave to the camera on the ceiling. While the test is hard to describe, I can at least tell you what I'm trying to prove. Here goes nothing. Basically, I have this hypothesis. When given the opportunity to have intercourse with a young, fertile, and willing female, the biological response is for a man's brain to lose the ability to properly reason. He'll lack consequential thinking skills, and every thought his mind generates will be to rationalize sexual engagement in order to gratify his immediate desire for procreation, regardless of the consequences his behavior may have in the long term. In other words, men are monsters who crave young flesh. You look uncomfortable. Do you disagree, Dad? Oh, because I'm your daughter and... Oh, come on, Daddy. This is for research, and I've already documented a number of instances where this is the case. It's more than a theory. Men can't think when a young hot college girl tempts them. I started my research with my professor. He sat in the chair across from me, just like you are now. And in less than 15 minutes, he ended up coming inside me on camera, despite the huge problems it would create for him in his job. What do I mean by coming inside me? You know what I mean. I mean his cock exploded in what I can only imagine was the best orgasm of his life. His eyes rolled back so far, and his body couldn't stop shaking, even after I got off of him. I was actually a little concerned until he stood up and started panic pacing around the room. Please stay, Daddy. I know it seems inappropriate to talk to your daughter about this stuff, but you did agree to sit there until the test is over. Don't worry, I know that you and I doing anything like this would be crossing a line, and that would be too far, even for an experiment. But I really need a control subject to not have sex with, since every other guy in the study caved and gave in to the temptation. For example, the next guy was my boss at work. That professor was risking his job to fuck me, but he's a smart guy. He can always find another one. My boss, on the other hand, he's married. And having sex on camera with a college girl? That's going to cause years of damage to his relationship once I publish my study. But I think I made it worth it for him. He was ready to come so quickly, but I really wanted it to last. So I sat still on his lap with his cock deep inside me. I could feel it pulsing, begging to come. I knew that a single thrust would make it erupt, so I kept my hips still and just gently kissed his neck and his lips until he lost control. He became like an animal, but instead of thrusting and having the orgasm I knew he desperately wanted, he violently pushes me off him. He threw me back into my chair and then devoured my pussy until he heard me coming all over his face. Then he fucked me doggy style, but came himself in seconds. It was nice to see that even in an animal state like that, he put my orgasm first. Every now and then, I like to slip my hand down my skirt, like this. Just chase my finger around my lips. Had to taste what he gave up his marriage for. But, Daddy, I didn't stop there. I also seduced the pastor. Here's a guy that stood to lose everything. I never thought in a million years I would convince him to lose his wife and his job to do something explicitly against his faith. We actually didn't get far. Not because he didn't want to, but because he couldn't even endure the lightest touch of my hand. He sat right in that chair and felt me run my fingers slowly up and down the shaft of his cock. I started rubbing the pre-gum into the head. And then when I leaned down to kiss it, the second he felt my breath on his cock, he came right on my face. I was a little annoyed. I've never liked the idea of my face being a bullseye for guys to come on, but I know he didn't mean to do it. Something about my sinful touch must have set his lust on fire. And then that's where you come in, Daddy. You're the one that's here to say no. You're the one that is supposed to resist me and prove that there are potential exceptions to the irrational cravings men have for someone like me. And I'm sorry, but that means I'm gonna have to try and seduce you, just like I did with them. This is for science, Daddy. It's gonna get really awkward, but it's important to follow the rules. Remember, you agreed to stay in that chair and keep your eyes on me, but it could be any part of me. Go ahead. Let your eyes scan up and down my body. After all that talk of other men coming inside me, does it change the way you see me? Does my soft, smooth skin look enticing? Is it hard not to look at my breasts? They're so firm and perky, and you can see so much of my cleavage. I worked really hard to find a top that you'd like. I noticed whenever I don't wear a bra, I catch you trying to stare. You're not as supple as you think, though Mom probably hasn't noticed yet. And this skirt, I made sure it's not subtle at all. Just short enough to draw your eyes to my thighs. If I uncrossed my legs right now, you'd even get a glimpse of my little pussy, wet and eagerly waiting for you. Go ahead. Take a look, Daddy. Is that too much? Am I coming on too strong? Let me tell you how I seduce the others so that you have a better chance of resisting me. First, I would make sure that the conversation got very sexual, very quickly. I wanted them to start looking at me as a sexual object as soon as possible, and then let that lust linger and build the longer they spent with me. I would use the rule that they would have to stay seated to get them to stick around longer than they would normally be comfortable with. And then I would help them rationalize staying with phrases like, "You've just been sitting there this whole time. I'm the one being naughty. You won't get in trouble for just sitting there." And once I could convince them to buy into that terrible logic, I would straddle them. Like this. I'd keep feeding them the line that they aren't doing anything but what they already agreed to. Sit there while I test them. And if they could resist that test, like I know you're going to, it would be good for them to be able to prove that they're good men. And I would watch as they convinced themselves that they weren't gonna give in, that they were just sticking around to prove how strong they are. Every word was always a lie. Once their lust went too far, they stopped thinking and just gave in to the animalistic pleasure they knew that my body could give them. Shh, Daddy, don't worry. I'm not gonna do anything you don't ask me to. Except. Oh, my bare pussy on your pants feels so good. Oh, it's really hard not to be turned on by that cock right now. Don't worry about the camera, Daddy. Nobody can blame you for having such a hard, throbbing cock right now. That's a biological response. As long as you don't act on it, you're fine. I know you're strong enough to resist. But you look a little uncomfortable with your arms in such an awkward position. Why don't you just rest your hands on my legs? Yeah, like that. Oh, I felt your cock move a little. Maybe touching my legs was a bad idea. Is that too far? What does my skin feel like? Tell me, for science, of course, what my skin feels like as you gently caress my legs. How is my smell affecting you, Daddy? Tell me what it's like to smell me while your hard cock throbs as you keep moving your hands up my legs. Here's a tough question. How do you justify what you're doing right now? What are you telling yourself to make this okay? Your daughter is straddling you with her bare pussy, and you're rubbing her legs. Just saying it out loud, isn't this too far already? You know I'm recording this, right? I think you may be failing the test, Daddy. Shh, I know. I knew you weren't going to fuck me, but this video footage looks kind of bad for you, doesn't it? I know what's going through your head right now. You're thinking, she's not going to show this to anyone. There's no way she'd do that. She'd never do that to me. And maybe you're right. Maybe I would never do that to you, but did you ever think you would do this to me? Did you even realize you're moving your hips? That's your daughter's pussy you're grinding against. Whether I release this video or not, You have no reason not to take it further. Here, let me pull my top down. I want you to kiss my nipples, Daddy. Look at how perfect they are. So perky, pointing straight at your lips, begging to be taken in by your mouth. If you're going to get in trouble anyway, you might as well get a little more of that forbidden sexual pleasure. It's not going to be any worse than grinding against me and rubbing my legs. Yes. Gentle. Please. Gently. Yes. Like that. Run your hands under my skirt and feel my ass while you continue to use my breasts. Oh, Daddy. You're such a bad man. You shouldn't be doing these things to your daughter. What would Mommy think? Fuck. Daddy, do you want me to pull out your cock so you can grind directly against my tight college-age pussy? Yeah? Oh my god, yes. You feel so good against me. Your thoughts are all gone. You can't even justify any of this. You can't rationalize it. There's nothing you could possibly be telling yourself that would make this okay. You're grinding your cock against your daughter's pussy. You're sucking her nipples as you play with her ass. This is awful, any way you look at it. Yet here you are, making me feel so good. Full cock, empty mind. And it's inevitable that you're gonna fuck me. You're gonna slam that cock inside me, Daddy. I'm young, willing, and fertile. You're just a mindless, lust-driven zombie who can't think. Only fuck. And you know what, Daddy? You're gonna fuck me. Tell me to put your cock inside me. Beg me. Beg to fuck your daughter's tight little cunt. Oh, yes. You feel so fucking good. You feel that pussy? That's my pussy, Daddy. You can stop anytime you want. You can just say no and I'll get... No. You're not supposed to come inside me. You know that you need to walk away. But you can't do that. You can't stop yourself from wanting me. It's just lust. That's all you feel, Daddy. It's overwhelming. It's fucking overwhelming. Submit to it, my Daddy. Prove me right. Prove that you can't resist me, you little pussy. Prove that your mind is melted. Mom doesn't matter. Your job doesn't matter. Your reputation doesn't matter. Fuck your daughter's cunt. Oh, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Fuck me. Oh, God. I didn't know how much I wanted this. But I want it. I want it so much, Daddy. I want you so much, Daddy. I want you to come inside me. Please keep fucking me. That's right, Daddy. Hold me down with your fucking hands. Lock me in the fucking earth and come inside me. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I want you inside me. Come inside me, Daddy. Come inside me, Daddy. Come inside me, Daddy. Come inside me. Go. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Daddy, what did we just do? I really didn't expect you to give in, but I guess I didn't expect to want it so much myself. Maybe I should explore that a bit more. What do you think? Should we set up another test to see why your daughter can't stop thinking about your cock? I think we should wait and see how this one's received after I hand it in. Yes, Daddy, I am gonna publish the video. You're gonna wanna start thinking of where you're gonna live after Mom kicks you out. But don't worry, you'll have me.